Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days in Franklin Restaurant on the east side of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties of groups for two or up to 200. Call 989-269-5591 to book yours today. The Village of Pigeon marked a milestone for local recreation this week with the official opening of its new playscape at the Community Rec Park. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Tuesday, welcoming children enrolled in the village's summer recreation program to help celebrate the occasion. Thumbbank joined the festivities by providing ice cream sandwiches for attendees. Village officials say the new playground is expected to serve area families and create lasting memories for generations of children to come. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is welcoming a court decision that leaves intact a major state investment aimed at improving school safety and student mental health. The Michigan Supreme Court declined to overturn an earlier ruling that upheld funding approved by the Whitmer administration. The governor says the decision preserves record-level support for initiatives including additional mental health professionals, school resource officers, enhanced security measures, crisis planning, and increased transparency for parents. Whitmer called the ruling an important step towards keeping students and educators safe while providing certainty for schools and communities across the state. And during its monthly meeting, Arbella Township Supervisor Ed Hunt announced that Tuscola County Sheriff's Deputy Thomas Peterson will now provide law enforcement coverage for the township. Peterson, a Carroll High School graduate, earned a degree in criminal justice from Ferris State University. He previously served Millington Township from 2019 until approximately 2022. When he learned of the opening in Arbella Township, he volunteered for the position. Both Arbella and Millington Townships have contracted with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department for police coverage for several years. In other business, the township board made several appointments to fill vacancies in its commissions. Pete Mowry was appointed to the Planning Commission. Mowry, who previously served as the Zoning Board of Appeals, or ZBA, agreed to step down from that role to accept the new position. He replaces Cindy Wilson on the Planning Commission. Dwayne Weber was also appointed to the Planning Commission. Jeff York, who had been serving as the alternate member of the ZBA, was promoted to a full voting member. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Medicare trustees issue dire warning on doctor shortages and low pay. The future of senior health care in America is facing a severe threat, according to the newly released 2026 Medicare Trustees Report, which warns that current physician payment system is completely unsustainable. The report highlights a glaring, dangerous gap between rising economic inflation and stagnant Medicare reimbursement rates for doctors. Adjusted for the skyrocketing operational costs of running a modern medical practice, federal payments to participating physicians have effectively plummeted by a staggering 33% over the last 25 years. In other national news, Florida crews battle sudden wildfire influx amid severe coastal drought. Emergency response teams across South Florida are working around the clock this morning as an outbreak of fast-moving wildfires tears through dried-out marshlands and suburban fringes. Triggered by a prolonged coastal drought and fueled by shifting high-velocity winds, the blazes have forced emergency evacuations in several residential communities. Thick smoke plumes are blanketing major interstate corridors, causing zero visibility pileups and forcing state highway patrols to shut down critical transportation routes. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. At Courtney Manor, we believe that long-term care and short-term rehabilitative services should feel like home. Our community offers modern amenities like a gym, a cafe, a beautiful courtyard, and even a salon to keep you feeling your best. But it's more than just our amenities. It's about the people. We treat you like family, and we're here to make you feel comfortable, supported, and cared for every step of the way. Whether you're here for rehabilitation or long-term care, Courtney Manor is the place where you can feel truly at home. You deserve a community that values you, and at Courtney Manor, that's exactly what we do. We're not just another nursing home. We're your home, your family, and your future. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, G7 leaders divided over advanced AI sanctions at Digital Economy Summit. Fierce debates over the future of artificial intelligence have taken center stage at the G7 Summit, where global leaders are meeting with top tech executives to hammer out international safety standards. During a high-stakes working lunch, OpenAI's Sam Altman and Anthropic's Dario Amodei joined forces to issue an urgent warning to democratic nations. The tech CEOs argue that imposing overly restrictive regulations or fragmenting AI access among Western allies will cripple global security, giving an immediate insurmountable advantage to authoritarian states like China. The tech leaders' calls received immediate pushback from several European heads of state, including French President Emmanuel Macron, who is spearheading a movement for strict binding safety guardrails and algorithmic transparency. Meanwhile, leaders like Indian Prime Minister are pushing for a more cooperative global framework that ensures developing economics retain access to frontier AI models without being locked out by Western monopolies. The summit is wrapping up with no clear consensus, highlighting the deep international divide over how to balance technological innovation with national security. When we come back from this Franklin Restaurant sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
All-you-can-eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All-you-can-eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.